I'm talking today with Ariel Gore, who is the founder and publisher of Hip Mama Magazine, a parenting magazine of a different stripe. How do you define that, and what sets it apart?
Well, I started Hip Mama 20 years ago as a single mom, a welfare mom. I was in college in Oakland, and there weren't any parenting magazines that really considered me a part of their audience at that time. Parenting magazines were middle-class lifestyle magazines, very little politics, and I wanted to have a feminist voice for parenting, and a magazine that really looked at the politics of parenting, not just stupid stories to round up an audience to sell minivans to. I edited it and published it for 15 years. I had to bow out 5 years ago because I had a new baby and my mom was sick and I was taking care of her. So ironically, caregiving duties took me away from the magazine.
When you talk about the politics of parenting, what are you referring to?
In this issue, there's a piece on having trans kids and whether public schools are accessible to trans students. There's a piece on the current welfare reform fallout and bills that people are introducing in various states to allow caregivers to get paid for their work. So anything from welfare to public schools. The new political editor is Victoria Law, and she's done a lot of work with incarcerated parents. She also has a book out called Don't Leave Your Friends Behind, and it's a book for activists about supporting their activist friends who have children. Hip Mama has always covered anything that affects parents and affects families.
Who do you view as your target audience then?
What's interesting, when I first started publishing the magazine 20 years ago, I thought the audience would look like me at the time, which is young, urban, single, queer, and immediately it was a lot bigger than that. It was really parents who wanted to tell the truth about their experience, and lots of people who happened to live in traditional families also wanted to be a part of it, and so it really opened up right away.
You were targeting mothers specifically, as the name of the magazine suggests, and that has begat a comparable publication that's aimed at fathers with whom you have kind of a parallel relationship. How does that work?
Well, Tomas Soniz, who publishes Rad Dad and now writes a column for Hip Mama, he talked about discovering Hip Mama and being really excited, but also being angry that there wasn't something like this for dads. Of course, I love Rad Dad magazine, and so he's relaunched it from a little sort of half-size zine to a full-size magazine now. So the party on the 8th is to celebrate the relaunch of both Hip Mama and Rad Dad.
Well, I hope the event goes well, and I thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you.